It was just up to him to talk a good game and the others to keep their word. That had all sounded good in the endless meetings with people in shirts and ties and with their smartphones jangling nonstop. Out here alone, with nothing around him except the bleakest landscape one could imagine, it all sounded delusional. But he was still a soldier, so he soldiered on. He worked his way toward the mountains in the distance. He carried not one piece of personal information on him, yet he did have papers that should allow him safe passage through the area. Should, not would. If he was stopped, he would have to talk his way out of it if the papers were deemed insufficient. If they asked to see what was in the truck, he had to refuse. If they insisted, he had a little metal box with a black matte finish. It had a switch on the side and one red button on top. When he engaged the switch and pushed down the button, everything would still be okay. If his finger came off the button while the device was still engaged, he and everything else within 20 square meters would disappear. He drove for 12 straight hours and saw not a single living person. He glimpsed a camel and a donkey wandering around. He saw a dead snake